The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk about the push to get to zero emissions, which is a big strategy that the Albanese government got elected upon. And a big part of it is going to be what happens in the mining industry, right? Because they're a big producer of emissions. And, you know, it's traditionally not seen as an industry that is the most green, the most environmentally friendly. But we're getting some mining companies now that are being a bit more proactive in pushing towards zero emissions.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of net zero targets. And so basically there is an organisation of sort of mining companies, the members of the International Council of Mining and Metals, so BHP Group and Glencore are part of that, and they are planning to ditch their diesel trucks. So obviously those giant trucks where, you know, the wheels are like triple the size of you, run by diesel. Obviously, you know what your car sucks up, they would be using a lot. So what this group is doing is they're looking at launching some pilot sites for zero emission options, sort of like hydrogen cars and that sort of thing, to help them move towards their net zero targets. And the interesting thing I find about this is that probably the discoveries they make will be able to carry over to sort of regular people if they make some interesting discoveries that could benefit not just mine sites, but hopefully wider society.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And how long do you think it's going to be before we see like an absolute huge amount of EVs on metro roads?
Well, we are so far behind in Western Australia.
We really are, aren't we?
There are so many European countries that have outlawed the sale of petrol cars by 2030, yeah. Which is 8 years. That is not very, so
it's
soon.
Going to come around real quick.
Yeah. And so we need to be on the front foot. I know, you know, they've launched the electric highway, but it's the price point. I think that still is so difficult for so many people. So I think it will be a couple of decades, or I could be surprised and it could just happen really quickly. You know, sometimes that happens. Who remembers what life was like before the iPhone? I don't.
Yeah, I know, right?
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.